What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and it's time for your daily Nerd Devo. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite things, and that's Star Wars. Something I really love from Star Wars, oddly enough, is actually the battle droids from the prequel trilogy, and more specifically, their appearances in the Clone Wars cartoon. I remember in the prequels, when that trailer first happened for Episode 1, that iconic shot of the battle droids being unloaded from the transports and their heads all coming up in unison. I remember thinking that was really cool, the B1 series battle droids specifically. You see a lot more of them in the Clone Wars cartoon, and they're, I don't want to say comic relief, but they're not nearly as terrifying as they were for me as a small child. The droids are very interesting in the cartoon. They're given a lot of personality. It's not just sort of the generic mass of a robot that they are in the movies. In the cartoons, you get to see them experience all sorts of different things. Excitement when something goes well, fear when General Grievous is upset or Jedi are nearby, resigning themselves to their fate when they know they've gotten too close to the edge and are literally falling off a cliff, anger when something goes wrong with their plans, sheer terror or even just tiredness when they've been worked too hard and are frustrated. You see a lot of very blatant emotions out of pre-programmed battle droids, and you see them very freely. They don't hide or mask their emotions, they show them. They are very blatant about their emotions. I think we struggle with that. Not even just as Christians, just as people. It's hard to be vulnerable, to not just share when you're excited or happy, but to share when you're sad, or you're frustrated, or you're just a little over it. I think, I never thought I'd say this, the B1 series battle droids are probably a pretty good role model for us. They're willing to express themselves. They have zero resignation to being open and honest about their feelings. I think that's important for us as Christians to have people we know we can turn to be vulnerable with, to share our emotions with, when we're not sure what to do or we're just kind of over it. I had a friend tell me the other day, "I'm here for you," to quote him, "if you ever need to rant, rave, blow off steam, need a shoulder to cry on, or just talk about nothing." It's really nice when you have someone who's willing to say that to you, who's willing to listen no matter what it is, no matter good or bad, ranting, raving, frustration, yelling into the void. I've had several people tell me that recently, that they're there if I need them. And I think we as Christians, A, need to be willing to accept that offer when we need it, and B, need to be more willing to make that offer. People need us. People need a place to rant, to rave, to blow off steam. They need a shoulder to cry on, or just someone to talk about nothing with, because they just need someone to talk to. I challenge you guys to make that offer to other people, to be willing to be that, and I challenge you to accept the offer when you need it. Reach out to someone. Don't let it all bottle up inside you. Be like the B1 battle droid. And hey, if you guys know where to find me on the internet, you can come find me on Twitter, @CityOnTheHillGame, or find me on Facebook. My name's Ryan. I'm in the Nerd of God group all the time. I will gladly listen and let you rant and rave whenever you need to. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast wherever fine podcasts are consumed, and head over to the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. For the demo, I'm Ryan, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. And in the words of the B1 series, Roger, Roger.